Issue 3 would have legalized marijuana for adults in Ohio and would have been the first state to legalize without a medical marijuana program already in place. It would have been the first Midwestern state to legalize marijuana, but the most unique aspect would be that the initiative would have limited the number of cannabis growers to 10 specific locations that were already predetermined and placed into the state's constitution. So essentially, according to the critics, they would have set up a monopoly for those owners of those 10 properties and parcels.
So there were people in the state who supported the idea of marijuana legalization, but not the system of this so-called monopolized marijuana industry.
From what it seems that in the media reports, yes, that there were people that were behind the initiative, but didn't believe that this would have been the best way to go about it from a business standpoint.
And there are articles out there for those who would like to learn more that have pretty funny headlines, like about, you know, the kind of the celebrity people who might be buying into this if it were to pass.
And there was a lot of money behind the campaign in Ohio. There was reportedly over $25 million put into that campaign, privately financed, compared to roughly $3 million back in Colorado in 2012. And as you mentioned, a lot of big names were behind the campaign, so it did get a lot of notoriety and attention because of some of the financial backers in Ohio.
So what's next in the push for legalizing medical and recreational marijuana use in Ohio?
Well, it's always kind of a shot in the dark when you're speculating, and we don't exactly speculate at the National Conference of State Legislatures, but we have seen reports that there is another ballot initiative trying to get off the ground with a model that is more like other state initiatives in both the medical and the adult use sense, which would have a more open to competition model and would not limit the number of growers' licenses to something as low as 10 and then put them in the Constitution. That said, ballot initiative efforts are 100% dependent on private financing, and it's unknown if this initiative will gather the required number of signatures necessary to get it on the ballot in 2016.
Do you see this as having broader implications when it comes to marijuana legalization in other states like Illinois?
It may have. I mean, I know from my job that legislators look to other states across the country on all sorts of issues. You know, they looked for good and bad lessons learned. And in this situation, I think the voters said that the idea to limit the number of growers and to put something like that in the Constitution is maybe not the way that they would prefer to have it done. It is hard to say what motivated voters exactly right now, but as I said, the media reports and the polling, the post-polls have said that's kind of what the voters had the most problem with. But, you know, the early analysis is that limited number of growers would have played a part to it not being approved last night. It is a little hard to say what the Ohio ballot initiative defeat may mean for the Illinois pilot program specifically, but as I said, other state legislators do ask questions and look to other states as role models for lessons learned in the process. So they may consider that for their final rules and regulations for the Illinois program.
Right. So as you're mentioning, Illinois right now is undergoing a medical pilot program for marijuana use for some limited illnesses and diseases people have been applying for. Do you see more action happening in Midwestern states when it comes to legalization? I think for a lot of people, this is something we think of more as being a Colorado thing or a West Coast thing. Is there increased movement like there was in Ohio?
There's a movement in quite a few states. We do receive a lot of questions from other states to what Colorado and Washington and now Oregon and Alaska are doing. Legalizing cannabis for medical and or adult use will be more than likely on the ballot for legislative dockets in states in the next few years. Not all states have that ballot initiative process. Roughly half of them do. So it is a common topic to see in those states. 10 of the 25 states and territories that have medical marijuana programs were all approved at the ballot box by ballot initiative and not on the legislative chamber's floor. Only half of the 26 programs have been through the legislative process. State legislators are interested in this issue across the country for sure, and Colorado and Washington legislators gave some advice to other states anticipating voter-led ballot initiatives at our meeting in Seattle last summer, and they suggested that legislators get out in front of this issue legislatively other than reacting to a ballot initiative that they may not like as part of their constitution if that's the route that the voters try to go in their state. So it's better to be the lead dog and drive the effort than to be in the back of the pack and not necessarily like the view.